wants to minister through you and through me by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is not just for the days, and some people believe it was just for the days of the disciples. It was just for that time. But there are verses of Scripture where it says, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. That means you and me. We were in Romania last year. We were asked to teach on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And people were being filled with the Spirit. And when we left, people were still being filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is the power and the presence of God. Today, this is what should be happening in church life today. So that this is an empowering, so that when we are not in this building, but when we go out, we are empowered. We are strengthened. We are equipped. And we are filled with the Holy Spirit, that we might speak to people, that we might change people's life by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That we might lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. That we might go out and pray for those who are in wheelchairs and they come out of wheelchairs. That we might even pray for the dead and the dead shall be raised. That's the power of God. The word in Hebrew says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not changing. So today, for you and me, the word of God is that we are in the process of change. We're in the process of change. We should be being changed from glory to glory into His very presence. And allow God to begin to minister into our lives, to change us, to mold us, to shape us, that we might be filled with the presence and the power of God. Sometimes people think, well, what good is the Holy Spirit? When we have the presence of the Holy Spirit and we know that we can pray, and we pray with an authority, we pray with knowing the fact that God hears us. Do you believe that?
Yes.
I just want to encourage you then that Pastor Dharma is in Kinshasa in Congo at the moment, and we've been praying for him. The two houses that we are helping to build in Cuba, we need to be praying for them, because there's a shortage of raw materials. They have the money, but no materials. The materials are so expensive on the black market, so we need to pray that God will show them where the materials are. And we can do that from here, by the power of the Spirit. We can pray into their lives. Romania, some of you may have seen on Facebook, as we've been out to Romania, that in Carand and around the area where we go, there has been some massive storms. There have been ice balls falling down, bigger than tennis balls. Smashing windscreens and smashing cars. There have been floods and storms of great strength winds. But the area of Carand has been protected. This is the second time that this has happened. 2 years ago, we went, and then just before we arrived, there'd been a storm. And it passed through the area. It left a trail of devastation, but it didn't touch one house. The people were praying. The people were praying. And when we pray, we will know God's protection. And we begin to pray in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given to empower us, to equip us. It's not just for speaking in tongues. And I know us that were brought up in the assemblies of God, you know, we were encouraged to have hands laid on us, to be filled with the Spirit, to speak in tongues. And sometimes I think our focus got to be on tongues rather than on the power of what was happening. And today it is about the power. You see, today these people outside in this area where we are living, where this building is right now, they need to see the power of God. They need to see God moving. And that is going to happen as we pray in the Spirit of God. As we seek God and as we pray through. And as we decide that we are going to be the handmaidens the handmen of God who will say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. I will stand. I will pray. I will push through, Lord. And I will be a witness and a light to these people. But you know, it's not about just one person doing it. It is about every one of us being part of this. If you turn into Numbers chapter 11, and I was sort of just looking at the various scriptures and just, you know, looking at where God moved by His Spirit in the Old Testament. And in Numbers 11 and 16 it says, And the Lord said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people, and the officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with you. And I will come down, and I will talk with you there, and I will take of the Spirit which I put upon you, and I will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you shall not be alone in this work. And verse 25, it goes on to say in verse 25, And when the Spirit of God came on them, they all began to prophesy. Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, Lord, by your Spirit, by your power, come upon our people that they might prophesy, that they might be empowered to do the work of the things of the kingdom. You know, in Romania, when we were praying for people, a lot of the Romanian ladies are very shy, very quiet, demure, very reserved. Not like patience or grace. In fact, even the men are fairly shy, actually, really, in church. Not like me or Daniel, the noisy ones. And we began to pray for those people there. And one or two were being filled with the Holy Spirit. There was such a moving presence of the Holy Spirit moving. It was powerful. And so often we expect things to happen right now, don't we? It doesn't always work that way. And I've seen that so many times in ministry. And I said to some of the folk, I said, listen, it may not have happened yet today, but God is faithful to His promise. And I said, you might be at home and you just might go into your bedroom and suddenly the presence of the Lord will come in and begin to fill you, and you'll begin to speak in tongues and just begin to worship God. Well, a few days later, after we'd left Romania, I get a message from Romania to say, there's a certain lady that sits, and I know exactly where she sits in the church. She sits there all the time, doesn't she? About the second row back, I think, the first or second chair in. She's a very quiet lady. And she went to bed one evening, and in the middle of the night, she woke up having a dream. And that she was drinking from this well, this water. And when she woke up, she was speaking in another language. She was speaking in tongues. Glory to God. And you know something? That has changed that lady. She has become bold through the Spirit of God coming into her life. He's given her a boldness that she's never had before. And I just thank God for that. And they were doing some prayer work and some prayer warfare, and she was one of the first ladies. In fact, she was the first lady that volunteered to get involved in it. And she would not do that normally. So God had just turned her around. And so when Pernille, as he's read the story, that Peter, a few days earlier, he's a coward. A young teenage girl says, You're one of his disciples. No, I'm not. And he, as you know the story, he denies Christ 3 times and then the cock crows. And he feels guilty and he runs away. And he goes back, in one sense, to his old life. Jesus came looking for him. Jesus will come looking for you. And then we find a few days later, here we are at Pentecost. I don't know how many people were around that day. There was over 3,000 for a start. And he stood up in a massive crowd and he began to declare who this Jesus is. And who and what has happened. And the resurrection of eternal life through Christ Jesus, and that we must all repent and come to Christ. And it says there were people from many nations hearing the word of God, and they were repenting and they were finding Christ as Lord and Saviour, and they were being filled with the Spirit. I believe the Spirit of God was moving in such power. There was a flow. There'd be signs, wonders and miracles, because when God begins to move, there are signs, wonders and miracles. I believe that my God is a God of signs and wonders and miracles. When you read the book of Acts, and if you've not read it much, I would recommend that this month, read the book of Acts. Just go through it and see the power of God at work. See the effect of God the Holy Spirit and the power of the name of Jesus going through people's lives, touching, raising the dead, casting out demons, causing miracles to happen. This is the God that we serve. The God who is a God of faithfulness and is full of His promises. What we need to do as a church, we need to come together. And we need to come together to seek God. To seek the presence of God. To seek His glory. That the glory of God will be manifest actually in this church. I believe that these things will happen. Because God is faithful to His promises. Grace and I have received so many promises over the years. And I believe that God is committed to His promises. God is never going to break His word. This building, we're in this building because of a promise of God over 25 years ago. But sometimes you have to hang on. Sometimes you just got to hold on tight. And even when everything is saying it is not going to happen, you just hang on. And you just stay with that promise. God, you said. You see, what you have to remember is God does not lie. And so you have to say, God, you said. So I'm hanging on to that promise. I don't understand it. When we got that promise all those years ago, we went looking for the church building. Never found it. We never even drove past this building. Didn't even know this building existed, Peter. But God did. And then 5 years ago, God opened the door. God made a way, miraculous way. We should have been in Romania on a mission trip, and God said, you're not going. So we didn't go. Because on the very day that we were flying was the very day we found out about it. And the very day that we got the building was on the very day that we would have been in Romania. God knows. God is a faithful God. And if God has given us this building, then God intends to fill it. And it is about you and I being faithful to the word of God, to the promise of God. It is about you and I reminding God of His promises. It is about you and I developing that relationship with Him. And although at times we make our mistakes, although at times we fail God, He's still looking for us. He's still seeking us out. Yes. Why? Because He wants to fill us. He wants to equip us. And He wants us to flow in His presence, flow in His power. He wants us to be world changers. I no longer call myself a Christian. I'm a disciple, a disciplined follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all men.
Yeah.
And it is about becoming a disciplined follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's not about doing your own thing.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I've come to do the will of my Father.
Amen.
It's about surrendering our will to the will of the Father. Because, you know, the Father knows what's coming tomorrow. You don't. We think we do. We have our diary and we have our plans in our diary. Has your diary ever changed? I had a funeral to do. That's off. I had a funeral to do. Just the... I had a funeral to do just the other week, and it was in my diary, but in here, in my mind, it was down as a Friday. In fact, I told people, I've got a funeral on Friday. And so I was all planned. Thank God for the iPhone, because on the Tuesday it suddenly pinged up and said funeral on Wednesday. Really? Is that right? Oh yeah, it was right in the iPhone. I could have missed the funeral by 2 days, you know. That would not have gone down well, would it? You know what I mean? It's like, really? Yeah. So we all make mistakes in so many different ways, don't we? God, even when we make the mistakes between us and God, there's always that mercy. There's always that forgiveness. But it is about coming back to Him and having that relationship grow and develop, about knowing the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In Deuteronomy, in chapter 34 and verse 9, it says, and Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. God wants to fill you with his Holy Spirit. He wants you to know the presence and the power of God in your life. We often talk in Timothy about the laying on of hands, don't we? Imparting the gifts of the Spirit. Imparting that gifting into our lives. When we were at the church the other night, and the heavenly man, the man from China, he was praying for people and laying hands on people to inspire and to minister into their lives. When we were younger and when we were teenagers in the church, we had mighty men of God who would come through the church and would bring the word of the Lord to us, and at times would lay hands upon us. And at 18 I knew I was called into ministry. I thought I was going to Africa or somewhere like that. I've been Africa is not as difficult as intake. Seriously. I met a Church of England vicar from Spain. He came just a few weeks ago. He came to this country knowing its history. And he thought, wow, what an opportunity to go to England, to all those Christians, all those churches. It's killing him. It's killing him. He said to me, I cannot believe the apathy in this nation. Just don't want to know, don't care, not bothered. Do you know why? Because the church has got to a place where it has nothing to offer. It's not just about worship songs. It is about the very presence, the very power of the living God in the lives of the church, in the lives of individuals. Tomorrow you will meet somebody in your job and they need Jesus. You will meet somebody who's sick and they need healing.
Amen.
Are you up for it?
Yes.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Are you going to believe God and take it to the next level? Jesus said, "Greater works shall you do in my name."
Yes.
Take it to the next level.
Yes. Amen.
Take it to the next level. Some of you may say, "Well, I've been filled with the Spirit, but I spoke in tongues. Nothing else has happened." Today, we're going to pray with you. And we're going to encourage you to seek God for more. Have an expectancy that God can do greater things with you and in your life. But it is about that surrender to Him. Not my will, Lord, but your will.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about my future, God? Do you not think God is concerned about your future?
Yeah.
Do you think God is not interested in what is going to happen to you in the future?
Yeah.
Let me tell you. He has it all planned out. All you have to do is get on the vehicle.
Yeah.
Ride the ride with Him. Allow God to lead you, to direct you, to take you, to process you through the system of His immense love and mercy.
Yeah.
Allow God to flow through you. And in God flowing through you, you will touch and change so many people's lives along your journey. But one day when we get that call, and we arrive in the very presence of God Almighty, we want to hear one thing said to us. Well done. Well done. Good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. All of this is about God reaching out to you and to me. All of this, the Acts of the Apostles, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, is to begin to motivate the church, to empower the church, so that, and when I say the church, that is not leadership.
Yeah.
It is for the whole body.
Yeah.
That the whole body would begin to function and flow in the power of God, and to move in signs and wonders and miracles. Isaiah 61 says this, and verse 1, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them who are bound." No matter what's happening in your life, if you are bound, if you are in a situation that is holding you back, you're in prison. And God wants to release you. God wants to set you free. The old aspect and the old reasoning of God coming down on the earth through Jesus Christ was to set us free.
Yes.
Was to give us a liberty, to give us a freedom.
Amen.
And in that freedom, we can enjoy life. And in that freedom, we can work in the kingdom of God and see lives changed.
Amen.
We need to know what God is saying. Not what men are saying, but what is God saying? Today there are a lot of noises on the news. There are a lot of noises in the media.
Yeah.
But what is God saying?
Amen.
What is God saying to you? Begin to act upon it. Begin to focus. Come together with us and pray.
Yeah.
We need to begin to go around these streets and begin to take these streets for Jesus. We need to salt this land. We need to be the salt and the light of this land and take it in the power of the Spirit. We can't take it in the flesh yet, but we can take it in the power of the Spirit. We can deal with ruling principalities and powers because we have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to stand and pray, to declare the word of the Lord in the area, to pray over this area and set captives free and see it through the eyes of faith and believe God. The disciples came together, 120, they were gathered together, waiting, praying, seeking God for a breakthrough. Yes. The breakthrough came, and 3,000 were added to the church. We need to come together and begin to seek God together for the breakthrough. Yes. I don't know how many will be added to the church, but there won't be enough room. There are over 10,000 houses in this area. We work with Flintwood Methodist. We haven't got enough space between us. You might say, well, there's not many in today. No. But I'm looking through the eyes of faith. I am listening to the promises of God. I am reminding God of His promises. Do you know why? Because God is faithful to His promise. And God is looking for each and every one of us to be faithful to Him and faithful to His Word and believe His Word and say, yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe it's going to happen. And yes, Lord, I'm going to be here when it happens. I'm going to see it happen with my own eyes. I'm going to be here when it happens. When we were in Bentley, I used to, Wednesday night was prayer meeting night. Remember, we had to work overtime at the company I worked for. I had a motorcycle. And where I worked, I drove past home. And I carried on and got to the church for the last half hour of the prayer meeting. Do you know why? Because I wanted to be there just in case something was going to happen. I did not want to miss it. I did not want to miss God moving. And today, I don't want to miss God moving. I don't want to miss God moving. I want to be gathered with the rest of these disciples. And the presence and the power of God begin to move. Verse 2 of Isaiah 61, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes and oil for mourning, and oil of joy for mourning, the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, they that might be called trees of righteousness, planted of the Lord, that they might be glorified. God wants you to be a tree of righteousness. A tree of righteousness that will minister to people's lives. Verse 4 it says, and they shall build the old wastes, they shall rise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. This area has been desolated spiritually. This area has been desolated. This area has been violated by crime and drug addiction. But today, today, the people of God can change things. When my people will cry out, who are called by His name, will cry out and seek God, this area can change. Amen. This nation has carried the gospel around the world. You, some of you, are here today because of men and women that left this nation of their own accord, with their own, on their own finances and not supported in any way. They went supported by the Spirit of God, by the voice of God, and by the Word of God, and they went to nations and declared the Word of God. They preached the gospel and set the captives free. And because of that, today We are here in this nation. We are here in safety. We are here declaring the word of God, and it is time for us to begin in our own nation and declare the word of the Lord. The waste cities, the desolation of generations. There are children out here who don't know who their fathers are. There are children who have two or three fathers in one sense. They don't know what's what. And worse than that, there are children with no fathers whatsoever. Thank God you're in a family with a loving father and mother. They care for you. Try and think what it would be like if they didn't care for you, if they weren't interested in you. I don't know if you can even imagine that. I don't know if you can even imagine what it would be like if your mum didn't, you know, if your mum didn't speak to you for about a month and she said, "I don't want anything to do with you, girl. Just get on and do what you want." You might say, first of all, "Great. Fantastic. At last, we're free." You'll soon be back. "Mom, Dad, can you?" Ever heard that? "Dad, you know." We've all done it. He wants to use you in his kingdom. Warriors for Jesus. Amen. Filled with the Spirit of God. Appointed, anointed to do the work of the kingdom. Amen. My function is to begin to equip you.
Yes.
Give you your swords, your shields. Just give you your equipment. Say, "Come on, do it." And let's give him praise.
Amen.
Let's give him glory. Oh, I'll run with you as fast as I can. You're not going to leave me behind. I want to see what God's doing.
Amen.
I want to see God using you in great miracles, signs and wonders. Blind eyes opened, the deaf being, ears being unset. Happening in Romania, deaf ears being opened by the power of God. We need to see God moving. We need to see the Holy Spirit moving in our lives.
Yeah.
And that God will restore back to us our lands.
Yeah.
You know, I claim Doncaster as part of my heritage.
Yeah.
I'm not from Doncaster. But I've lived in Doncaster more than I've lived anywhere else.
Yeah.
So I claim it now as my heritage.
Yeah.
It's mine. It belongs to the Lord. And we need to see God moving in power. And the Holy Spirit has come into our lives to help us to take back that which is rightfully belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's and everything that is in it. You are the Lord's, and so we can begin to take this back.
Yes.
You know, one of the stories that if you read in Acts, Acts chapter 10, is a story of Cornelius.
Yes.
A Roman centurion. He said he was fasting and praying and seeking God. And whilst he was doing that, the Holy Spirit gave a message to Peter, who was living some distance away. And God spoke to him and said, "There's some men coming for you, and you're to go with them." When he discovered that Peter was very much a Jew, he didn't want to mix with the Gentiles. He thought the gospel really was just for the Jews. God took him to the Gentiles with Cornelius and his family. And when he got there, he began to share Jesus with them. And it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Cornelius had invited his close friends, his family members, and said, "Come on, there's somebody coming, you must meet him." Because you see, while Cornelius was praying, he says an angel stood before him and said, "Send for this man."
Yeah.
You know, when you pray, I believe God can send people, can send angels to speak to you.
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew, what are you getting into? I'm following Scripture.
Amen.
I'm following the Word of God.
Yeah.
we think we stayed with an angel in Israel for 10 days. Never found that person since. Wow, I tell you, it was an experience. There was something different about it. You know, he said that Peter's got a mindset. And God came in and blew his mindset. He filled these people, these Gentiles, with the power of the Spirit. And they'd not been baptized in water yet. Oh my Lord. Surely that can't be. And I know some churches say, well, you know, you've got to be baptized in water first before this. God will do it in His order. God will do it as He wants to do it. Don't try and box God in, but go with the flow of the Spirit of God. Move with God. Follow the leading of the Spirit. Let the breath of the Spirit minister into your life and into my life. Zechariah said this in chapter 4 and verse 6. He said, this is God's message to Zerubbabel. Not by might. You know, you young people, oh, you've got a lot of energy and a lot of strength, and you think, yeah, we'll do it. But it's not by might. Nor by power. But he says that it is by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Now, this I'm going to read you what the Amplified says. And it says this: you will succeed because of my Spirit. Though you are weak, though you are few and weak, therefore no mountain, however high, can stand before Zerubbabel, for it will flatten out before him, and Zerubbabel will finish building this temple with mighty shouts of thanksgiving for God's mercy, declaring that all was done by grace alone. The grace of God. The grace of God flowing through His Holy Spirit into our lives will do a great work. You will succeed because of my Spirit. Though you are few and weak, you will succeed. Come on, say it after me. You will succeed.
You will
succeed. Now let's change it. I will succeed.
I will succeed.
Though we are weak, though we are few,
I will succeed.
By the Spirit of God. Not by might. Not by power. But by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Amen. Praise God, I believe that. And I just want to encourage you to keep on going, keep on pressing through. Don't look at circumstances, but look at Him, the Lord Almighty. And be focused on Him. And as you focus on Jesus, as you focus on God, not on what's happening around you, because He is far above all those things. And He has a plan. And He has a purpose for your life. To change you, to mold you, to shape you, to empower you, and to fill you with the presence and power of God in your life, that you might be used in the service of the Lord God Almighty. Amen? Now, I don't know if any of you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit. If you haven't, I'd like to pray with you. Just say, come out here right now, and we will pray with you for an infilling of the Holy Spirit. And if there are those of you who have been filled with the Holy Spirit, say, Lord, I want a fresh touch. I want a fresh anointing. And then also you come. On the left, on my left, those of you who want to be filled with the Holy Spirit for the first time, come out. We'll pray with you. Those of you who have not been filled, those of you that have been filled, should I say, stand on this right-hand side here.